Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic coach. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like that little voice in your head is whispering, you're not good enough, well what if you fail? Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. But today, we're tackling this beast head on self-doubt and the power of imagination because let's face it, these two can seriously sabotage your success if we let them. Think about it, our minds are like supercomputers capable of incredible things. But sometimes, that power gets twisted. We start replaying past mistakes on a loop, or imagining worst-case scenarios before we even get started. It's like having a constant stream of negative self-talk, and trust me, that's not a good recipe for happiness or achievement. So, how do we break free? How do we silence that inner critic and harness the power of our imagination for good? Here are 5 stoic tools to help you win this mental game. 1. Reality check. First things first. Remember that self-doubt is often fueled by fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of the unknown. But here is the truth. You can't control everything in life, but you can control your reaction to it. Instead of letting fear dictate your actions, take a step back and assess the situation realistically. Is your self-doubt based on facts or just assumptions? 2. Reframe your thoughts. Ever heard the saying, you are what you think? Well, it's truer than you might realize. The way we think directly influences our feelings and actions. So, when those negative thoughts creep in, consciously reframe them into positive affirmations. Instead of I can't do this, try I'm willing to learn and grow. It might sound cheesy at first, but trust me, it makes a difference. 3. Focus on the present moment. One of the biggest culprits of self-doubt is dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. When you find yourself caught in these thought loops, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. What can you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? This simple practice helps ground you and reduce anxiety. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of letting imperfections define you, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, even the most successful people have faced setbacks along the way. I have. Visualize success. This is where imagination comes in, not to create unrealistic fantasies, but to paint a vivid picture of your desired outcome. Take a few minutes each day to visualize yourself successfully accomplishing your goals. Feel the emotions associated with that success, the confidence, the joy, the sense of accomplishment. Think about it like this, you wouldn't expect to ace the test without studying, right? Well, your mind needs exercise too. By practicing these stoic techniques daily, you're essentially training your mental muscles to become stronger and more resilient. Here's a relatable example. Let's say you have a big presentation coming up and those self-doubt demons are running wild. Instead of letting them spiral out of control, take a moment to visualize yourself confidently delivering the presentation, engaging your audience, articulating your ideas clearly, and feeling the satisfaction of a job well done. See it, feel it, believe it. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Start putting these tools into practice today. Remember, overcoming self-doubt isn't about erasing those negative thoughts entirely, it's about managing them and redirecting your focus towards positive action. You have the power within you to achieve anything you set your mind to. Believe in yourself, embrace the journey, and never stop growing. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, don't be a stranger. Share it with friends who might benefit from these insights. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or join the conversation over on social media. We're in this together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.